Maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters.
I paint my toenails, everything. Paint the walls, I'm silly. I love it.
Go to work, I paint somebody's house. They're excited about it. This is the dream.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? Why?
And welcome back to Hour 4, this Saturday morning of Rosie on the House. In particular, this hour and 10 o'clock hour, we generally try and bring in an expert, and we take one particular topic and we dive down deep on that one topic. And so we've brought in Doug Karras, co-owner of the Arizona Paint Company, to talk about painting. If you've got a paint project you're contemplating in the near future, now's your chance to get online and talk to an expert. We're going to talk you through. Doug and I are going to have a conversation here, talking you through all of the things you need to consider. And actually, many times, Doug, when I'm talking to a homeowner and I'm visiting with them about what is really involved in doing a paint job right, they end the conversation with, and who do I call?
We would say you call Arizona Painting Company.
That's right. If you'd like to join the conversation here this morning as a homeowner, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Okay, well, the first thing we need to do, Doug, is we need to establish whether I'm crazy or not, because a lot of homeowners say I am.
Okay. This question's open for debate.
This question is open for debate.
The number is 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Do I go or do I stay? Am I crazy or am I not? In talking about exterior stucco, there's a lot of homeowners that are under the false impression that stucco is weatherproof. And I was in the stucco business, working part-time virtually all through my college years. That's the job I had. And I can tell you, homeowners, I promise you, stucco is not waterproof. And the only protection you have is the paint. And I tell people, look, for an exterior stucco home, depending on the color, you probably ought to budget repainting your house about every 7 years. Could be 5 years if it's a dark, deep color.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So give me your position on that, Doug.
So, yeah, we say the same thing. We say every 7 to 10 years, you're okay. Looking to have your exterior repainted. And the main reason is because, like you said, the paint is acting as a coating to protect your stucco. And if you wait longer than 10 years, you're a lot of times going to have to spend more money because the stucco is going to start to deteriorate, your wood's going to start to crack out and potentially start to rot out.
And even if it's not the stucco, at a certain point, you know, you can always paint over paint, but if you let it go so long, the amount of prep work that's going to go into repainting it is going to cost more than it would have just painted it 2 years earlier.
Yep, and that's where a lot of homeowners, I mean, I just talked to a guy that I work out with at the gym and said he hasn't painted his house in 20 years and needs me to come out and give him an estimate next week. And I said, I'll come out, just be prepared. It's going to be more expensive because you haven't done anything and you're probably going to have a lot of stucco damage and wood damage that needs to get prepped, which is going to cost more money.
And if you've picked a darker color, it's going to need to be, and you want it looking good, it's going to take more often than 7 years.
Yes, exactly. The darker the color you go with, the paint has more pigment in it. And the sun that we get out here in Arizona, I mean, we get almost 330 days a year of sun. And that just beats on that paint and makes it fade a lot faster than if you pick a neutral color.
It's unfortunate, but those dark colors do look good.
Oh, they look awesome. I painted my house earlier this year with a dark gray, and I love it. But, yeah, you're not going to get as long of a life out of it.
I saw an interesting article in one of the trade magazines earlier this week that said, here are the four colors that could be the kiss of death when selling your home. And the first thing is, don't paint your house orange or terracotta.
Yeah, the oranges, reds, yellows, stay away from those because those are the worst colors with the sun.
Oh, man. I tell people, if you're trying to determine if it's time to paint your stucco, if you're a dark color, take a white rag and go wipe the wall. Just wipe the wall. If you're a light color, take like a red auto shop rag and go just rub the stucco. And if a bunch of chalk, color pigment chalk, comes off on that rag, it's time.
Absolutely, yeah. You take a rag, or you can even rub your hand down the stucco, and if it starts to get really chalky and you get a lot of chalk on your hand, it's time. Because what that means is that the paint has been oxidized from the sun, and if you let it go a lot longer, the stucco is going to start to peel and start to crumble. And, you know, like we just said, you're going to spend a lot more money getting that stucco fixed first just so you can repaint your house.
Well, I want to keep talking about the stucco in particular because mm-hmm. that's probably the one surface we put more paint on than on any other thing. But I want to interrupt our conversation to get to Karen, who's calling from Tucson. Let's see if we can help Karen because she's got a paint project she's okay. trying to get done. Good morning, Karen. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Let me introduce you to Doug Karras.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Both of you. I just have a quick question regarding wrought iron fencing. I painted it about 10 years ago. It's held up pretty well. I put on a primer, then a paint. Now I'm thinking, not that I'm going to do it, but what I see a lot of the painters spraying it, and I really don't know if that's good, bad, or ugly. Also, I don't know if Rust-Oleum would be the answer, and that's where I'm at.
Painting, and this is a wrought iron fence like around the backyard, around the swimming
yes.
pool type setup?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Okay. Yep. If you've painted it before, what it really needs to be is it needs to be washed really good first. As far as the prep work goes, if it has any rust, we would wire brush and then prime that with a rust primer. And then, yeah, it can definitely be sprayed. A lot of times we spray it because it leaves a lot better finish. You don't have any brush marks, and it just looks a lot better after we get finished.
Do you ever do any – what's the electromagnetic –
Electrostatic
painting. Do y'all do any of that?
We don't yet. We're looking to do that in the future, but you have to have a special machine that usually costs between $6,000 and $10,000, and we haven't started doing that yet.
And the way it works is it actually magnetizes the paint, and you put a negative charge into the iron itself, and then it actually electronically bonds itself.
Yep, exactly. And it eliminates a lot of overspray, so that's the one thing you have to be really careful if you do hire a painter to spray your wrought iron. So you have to really make sure they're really careful to mask everything close to that area. You have to make sure that somebody's behind the wrought iron. A lot of times we do it with somebody's holding a drop cloth to make sure you eliminate a lot of overspray.
Okay, I told you I would not ask you any trick questions, mm-hmm. but I have a trick question for you now.
Okay.
Okay, so the wrought iron fences you see around all the swimming pools mm-hmm. in all of Arizona, you're spraying them, and so you're getting the top rail, mm-hmm. okay? You're getting all four sides of that. Then you're getting the spindles, and you're getting all four sides of that. Then you have the bottom rail,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting three sides of that. How do you get the bottom of the bottom rail?
Well, you try to put tape and make sure it's masked underneath so you don't get anything on the cool decking. But it can be difficult, but it can be done. Sometimes you have to use a mini roller down there.
Mini rollers,
yeah, so. To get underneath there if you can't get your spray gun underneath.
And of course, one of the trick questions I always ask painters is how many sides does a door have?
That's a good question. Right. It depends on who's painting it, probably,
that's
right?
That's right. How many sides does a door have? Six sides, top, bottom, four edges, and two surfaces. So, and they all have to be painted. And yep. a lot of times I'm dealing with people that have a front door that's growing and shrinking, and it seals up in the winter and or shrinks up in the winter, so it's got you could throw a cat through the insulation.
Yeah, it swells up in the summer.
It's because the top and the bottom of that door mm-hmm. haven't been properly prepared by the painter when it was originally installed. Okay, so that answers Karen's question in Tucson on wrought iron. Let's go back to stucco and the fact that it does, in fact, need to be repainted every 7 years. Let's talk about how we do that. How do we go about knowing? If I'm a homeowner and I'm getting an estimate from a paint company, what specifications am I looking for, the steps, the proper procedures to know I'm going to get a proper paint job?
Well, in regards to stucco, you've really got to make sure whoever's doing it or if you're doing it yourself that you power wash the stucco really well first. You want to get all the dust and dirt and everything that collects in the stucco texture off the stucco. So that's the first thing. You pressure wash, you let that dry.
What advice would you give a homeowner about pressure washing? You're just trying to get the dirt off, not the paint or the texture, right?
Yes, exactly. That's what sometimes we'll see is homeowners that'll put the pressure washer
off the wall.
Yeah, right up against the wall. You want to keep it at least, a couple feet away from the stucco because if you have it too close, it's going to blow all the texture right off.
You're just trying to get the loose granules and the dust
yep.
off. And maybe if it's oxidized heavily, you're trying to just cut that oxidation a little bit.
Exactly. And if you have a lot of chalk on the stucco before you start, we recommend power washing it first. And then once it dries, dries, test it. Rub your hand down the stucco. Make sure it's not still chalky, because if you paint over a chalky surface, you're going to have a lot of peeling paint within 6 months to a year.
And when you're dealing with a house like that, Doug, how do you deal with it? Like this friend you have at the gym that's going to have you paint his house after 20 years. You know he's got oxidized paint on that stucco.
Yep.
What preventative measures are you going to take to make sure you do get the tight bond?
Well, after we power wash, we're going to let that dry, and then most likely, I haven't seen the house yet, but most likely we're going to have to prime the whole house first. So we use a clear primer. It's called Sealcrete. So this gives the paint something to stick to. So think if you're trying to paint right over a chalky surface, it's not going to have anything to adhere right to. So we use a primer, Sealcrete, and then paint over that, and that's the best way we found to make sure that the paint will stick to it right.
All right, and we're generally spraying this paint,
yep,
right? And so y'all water it down about 50-50 with water, right?
No, we don't add any water to the paint. So if you get a really cheap price to get your exterior painted, a lot of times you're getting a cheap price because they are watering it down or they're not using enough paint as
that
they should on their
house. That paint is made to go through the spray rig just the way it is.
Yes, absolutely.
And signs for that show up right after that 2-year warranty are the ROC.
Well, if they added a lot of water, you should be able to see it within, like I said, 6 months to a year.
Okay.
So you don't want to see your painter watering down the paint that you're running through the spray rig. Okay. What do you want to see? Once it's going through the spray rig, we may have to come back to this topic, but there's the right way to spray and paint a house, and there's a wrong way to spray and paint a house. We want to talk about that. We want to talk about back rolling. We want to talk what really is a two-coat system. I see a lot of paint proposals that are two-coat, and I ask the homeowner, I say, ask the painter to define two-coat, because everybody has a different definition. There's a right two-coat, and there's a wrong two-coat. We're going to finish talking about this conversation on painting stucco with Doug Karras of the Arizona Paint Company when we get back after this short break as well. The phone lines are lighting up, Doug. There are a lot of people who want to talk to you about painting. We do have an open line. If you want to join us, now would be the chance. 1-888-767-4348.